So if you've been following the tennis or just watching the news or reading the paper in general, you would possibly know that Simona Halep has been crowned the 2019 Wimbledon champion. But you may not know that when she was 17 years of age, she felt that her breasts, that her chest was affecting her game. And at that age, she opted to have her breasts reduced. She had them reduced from a 34 double D to a 34 C. And she said that it was the weight that troubled her. It affected her ability to react quickly and that it made her uncomfortable when she played. But she's also said that even if she wasn't an athlete, that she would have had it done. And I guess unless you've had incredibly large breasts, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know the pain, the migraines, the chronic back pain, how uncomfortable you feel. Maybe you were teased at a young age. Some women say that once they've had a breast reduction, that they can now sit up straight, not crunch and hunch over, because they're worried that they'll attract stares simply for sitting up straight. That it's impossible to get bras to fit. Some women talk about wearing three bras to the gym or bather tops simply because it was impossible to find a bra that would fit them. So if you do choose to get a breast reduction, like many women do, what is the reaction that you get? Oh, why are you doing that? I'd kill for bigger boobs. Or give some of those to me. Or, oh, geez, what a waste. Is that the reaction that you've got if you have chosen to get a breast reduction? Do you see it as a cosmetic procedure or do you see it as necessary surgery? So have you had it done or are you considering getting it done? 1-300-222-774. You can text as well, 0437-774-774. One woman that has is Sophie Lampel. She's the artistic director of Essential Theatre. She's also a mum of two young children and at the age of 23 decided to have a breast reduction. Sophie, welcome back to Afternoons. Did you decide lightly at the age of 23 to have a breast reduction?
No, I think it was something that was in my mind for quite a few years beforehand because I kind of grew them very early, sort of grades 5, grade 6, I was experiencing, you know, big-ish boobs. So it was not lightly decided but thought about a lot. But I came from a medical family, so I guess I was in good hands in regards to, you know, doctors and advice and things like that. So it was kind of an easy decision to make when the time was right.
And what is the right time? 23, many people will say, oh, gosh, that's a bit young, isn't it?
I suppose in hindsight, maybe it was a bit young, but I suppose I've been experiencing kind of everything you just said really resonated with me, and I haven't thought about it for years because I'm 44 now, so I kind of, in some ways, I almost forget that I did it. But even the size I went, I wasn't enormous, but I was big for my height, and so I felt uncomfortable. I had back issues. I wore two bras. I liked physical activity, but I just felt like I was just suffocating. And so it was necessary and I had all the support I could get and it was the best thing I ever did.
Was it an emotional experience for you? I've heard stories today of young women that have decided to do it and they had almost like a breast going away party. They held a party to say, all right, these babies are going and we're going to say goodbye to them.
I was so happy. Good riddance. And I think, and sadly, I don't have any photos now because it was all, you know, back in the olden days. But I remember a photo that was taken of me post-surgery and the look on my face was absolute joy. I could see my waist. I felt lighter. I just felt like, yeah, I'm just over 5 foot tall. So having extra boobs was really hard to even buy clothing because I'm not huge, but shirts couldn't button up. Tops didn't fit. And it's just uncomfortable. And I suppose, you know, when you are younger or growing into sort of that, you know, 20s and into your 30s, I didn't want to deal with that for the rest of my life. So for me, it was see you later. No thanks.